Welcome to Oakland Alameda County Stadium in Oakland, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Oakland Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Ted Ulander. Batting second. The third baseman, Greg Nettles. Batting third. The right fielder, Roy Foster. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Chuck Hinton. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Kurt Bevacqua. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Jim Clark. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Jack Hyman. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ken Suarez. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Steve Dunning. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Steve Dunning. For the Oakland Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Larry Brown. Batting second. The right fielder, Joe Rudy. Batting third. The left fielder, Tommy Davis. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Mike Epstein. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Sal Bando. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Rick Monday. Batting seventh. The catcher, Dave Duncan. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Dick Green. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Vita Blue. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Vita Blue. And now, play ball. Ted Ulander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ulander hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles hits a fly ball into right field. Rudy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster hits a line drive into center field. Monday settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards first. The ball bounces off Hinton, and towards Bevacqua, who fields it and throws to first, with the pitcher covering, for the out. One out. Joe Rudy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudy strikes out. Two outs. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mike Epstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dunning fires over to first and throws the ball away. That's an error on Dunning. Davis moves to third. Mike Epstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Epstein is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Kurt Bevacqua is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bevacqua hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark strikes out. One out. Jack Hyman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hyman hits a line drive towards first. Epstein catches it and steps on first to double up Bevacqua. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando takes first base on ball four. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is called out on strikes. One out. Dave Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bando moves to third. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Duncan. The throw from Suarez and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Bando scores. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Athletics. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green strikes out. Two outs. Vita Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ken Suarez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suarez hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Indians, 1, Athletics, 1. Steve Dunning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dunning hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ted Olander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olander is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Olander hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 0-for-1 in the game. Nettles hits a fly ball into center field. Munday settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-1 in the game. Brown hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Clark settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Rudy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudy is 0-for-1 in the game. Rudy strikes out. Two outs. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hydman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics 1. The Indians will come to bat. Roy Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 0-for-1 in the game. Foster hits a fly ball into center field. Munday settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 0-for-1 in the game. Hinton hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Epstein settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kurt Bebakwa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bebakwa is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bebakwa hits a fly ball into center field. Munday settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Mike Epstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Epstein is 0-for-1 in the game. Epstein hits a pop-up towards short. Hydman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Bando hits a ball on the ground towards third. Nettles fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rick Munday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Munday is 0-for-1 in the game. Munday takes first base on ball 4. Dave Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Duncan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Nettles fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics 1. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0-for-1 in the game. Clark strikes out. one out. Jack Hyndman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hyndman is 0 for 1 in the game. Hyndman hits a fly ball into center field. Munday settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Suarez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suarez is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Suarez hits a line drive into right field. Rudy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0 for 1 in the game. Green takes first base on ball 4. Vita Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0 for 1 in the game. Blue bunts towards the mound. Dunning fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 2 in the game. Brown hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Blue moves to second. Joe Rudy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudy is 0 for 2 in the game. Rudy hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Babakwa settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Davis is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics 1. The Indians will come to bat. Steve Dunning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dunning is 0 for 1 in the game. Dunning is called out on strikes. One out. Ted Olander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olander is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Olander hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 0 for 2 in the game. Nettles strikes out. Two outs. Roy Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 0 for 2 in the game. Foster is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Mike Epstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Epstein is 0 for 2 in the game. Epstein hits a fly ball into center field. Olander settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Bando takes first base on ball 4. Rick Munday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Munday is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Munday hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hyndman scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics 1. The Indians will come to bat. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 0 for 2 in the game. Hinton hits a pop-up towards first. Epstein settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kurt Babakwa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Babakwa is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Babakwa hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0 for 2 in the game. Clark hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jack Hyndman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hyndman is 0 for 2 in the game. Hyndman hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Clark moves to third. Ken Suarez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suarez is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. he's got one RBI. Suarez hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Blue fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Dave Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Duncan hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Hinton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Green hits a fly ball into left field. Clark settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Vita Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0-for-2 in the game. Blue is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics 1. The Indians will come to bat. Steve Dunning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dunning is 0-for-2 in the game. Dunning hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ted Olander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olander is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Olander hits a pop-up towards third. Bando makes the out and then fumbles the ball. That's an error on Bando. Dunning moves to second. One out. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 0-for-3 in the game. Nettles hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 3-1, Indians. Roy Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 0-for-3 in the game. Foster hits a fly ball into center field. Monday settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 0-for-3 in the game. Hinton is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Veda Pinson now playing right field. Roy Foster now playing left field. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Brown hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Pinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Rudy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudy is 0-for-3 in the game. Rudy strikes out. Two outs. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Davis is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics 1. The Indians will come to bat. Kurt Bevacqua is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bevacqua is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bevacqua strikes out. One out. Veda Pinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pinson strikes out. Two outs. Jack Hydman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hydman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hydman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Green scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Mike Epstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Epstein is 0-for-3 in the game. Epstein takes first base on ball 4. Blue Moon Odom pinch runs for Mike Epstein. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Bando hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's Indians, 3, Athletics, 3. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Monday hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Dunning fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dave Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Duncan hits a line drive towards third. Nettles reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Green hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Hinton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics 3. The Indians will come to bat. Mike Hegan now playing first base. Ken Suarez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suarez is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Suarez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gomer Hodge pinch hits for Steve Dunning. Gomer Hodge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodge strikes out. Two outs. Ted Olander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olander is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Olander hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Phil Hennigan now pitching. Vita Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0-for-3 in the game. Blue hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hennigan fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Brown bunts towards third. Nettles fields it and throws to first for the out. Blue moves to second. One out. Joe Rudy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudy is 0-for-4 in the game. Rudy hits a fly ball into right field. Pinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Davis is walked intentionally. Mike Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan takes first base on ball 4. Blue moves to third. Davis moves to second. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and 2 walks. He's got 2 RBIs. Bando hits a fly ball into right field. Pinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics 3. The Indians will come to bat. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Nettles hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Roy Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 0-for-4 in the game. Foster hits a fly ball into center field. Monday settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 0-for-4 in the game. Hinton strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk, Monday hits a fly ball into center field. Ullander settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Duncan hits a pop-up towards short. Heidman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Green hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Reggie Jackson pinch hits for Vita Blue. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Heidman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 12, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics 3. The Indians will come to bat. Darold Knowles now pitching. Kurt Babakwa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Babakwa is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Babakwa hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bando fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Veda Pinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pinson is 0-for-1 in the game. Pinson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Green scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jack Heidman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heidman is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Heidman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 12, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Brown takes first base on ball 4. Tony La Russa pinch runs for Larry Brown. Joe Rudy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudy is 0-for-5 in the game. Rudy bunts towards the mound. Hennigan fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. La Russa moves to second. Steve Mingori now pitching. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. Davis bunts towards third. Nettles fields it and throws to first for the out. La Russa moves to third. Rudy moves to second. One out. Gene Tenarche pinch hits for Mike Hegan. Ed Farmer now pitching. Gene Tenarche is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tenarche takes first base on ball 4. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run and 2 walks. He's got 2 RBIs. Bando hits a fly ball into right field. Pinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. La Russa tags and scores. 2 outs. The game is over. The final score, Oakland Athletics, 4, and Cleveland Indians, 3. Goodbye from Oakland Alameda County Stadium in Oakland.